It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Hey, and welcome back to the Swamp Swami Sports, well, vacation podcast. And today we're going to tell you all about my big vacation to the hills. Now, when you go by the nickname of Swamp Swami, your gills have adjusted to being at or slightly above sea level for most of your adult life. And last week, my lovely wife, who goes by the nickname of Swamp Mommy, and I hit the road into the mountains of Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma for the week of post-COVID vacation time we've been waiting for so long. We haven't been on a full week of vacation since March 2020's good old COVID lockdown. We also rejoiced at the chance to escape from the earlier than normal heat and humidity of our current habitat. The current temperature, as it was before we left, upper 90s every day and no rain in sight. But thankfully, the temperatures were in the seasonal mid-80s every day last week in Arkansas, southwestern Missouri, and northeastern Oklahoma. So here's a few observations from our trip to the not-quite-so-frozen tundra. Stop number one was Hot Springs, Arkansas. Now, we always stay at the DeGray State Park Lodge in Arkansas, about 25 miles south of Hot Springs, in addition to being our honeymoon destination several decades ago. This lovely state park has everything you need, including a very nice and reasonably priced 18-hole golf course. The main lodge for us non-campers has about 100 well-equipped air-conditioned rooms at a very affordable seasonal price. It also has a full-service restaurant on the premises. But for those of you who might prefer the outdoors, there are a large number of camping areas available to choose from. But if you're like me and your body isn't quite yearning for a Boy Scout-type primitive camping experience anymore, the DeGray State Park has a few unique yurts. That's Y-U-R-T-S, yurts, for those who want to experience camping but without having to risk a visit by Smokey Bear's relatives at your tent. These yurts have bunk-style beds inside of them but no air conditioning, so I'd recommend them when the weather's a bit cooler. Now, after a brief drive north on scenic, translated Winding Road, Arkansas State Highway 7, you arrive in Hot Springs. Officially named Hot Springs National Park, this city is large enough to provide plenty of food and entertainment choices. Its real charm, though, lies in the quaint historic downtown district. In addition to the remaining Hot Springs-fed spas, of which there are a couple left, there are a large number of interesting retail shops and eateries there. We highly recommend the Pancake Shop. Yeah! Oh yeah, baby, and it closes at 1 p.m., so get there early. Now make sure to take the National Park Service's free tour of a well-preserved historic spa. This facility is now over 100 years old and provides a fascinating visit into the not-so-distant past. People still come to downtown Hot Springs and fill up water bottles of spring-fed 147 degrees hot water. Years ago, the naturally occurring hot spring water was thought to help cure many ailments in addition to simply helping relax your muscles and joints. Alas, the miracle cure aspect has been debunked, but the hot water does still feel good. And spending a few hours in downtown district of Hot Springs is definitely a worthwhile trip. After a hard-fought match of miniature golf in Hot Springs, and I was victorious by just two shots, we departed for our primary destination on this trip, Branson, Missouri. Now, driving north to Branson via Arkansas can be a little bit of a challenge. Though U.S. Highway 65 from Conway, Arkansas to Clinton, no, it's not named for Bill, is four-lane, the next hour of your drive is a two-lane thrill ride for both you, your passengers, and your vehicle. After seeing a sign advising truckers on this section of roadway to utilize a, quote, runaway truck ramp, in the event the brakes fail, this road contained more than a few steep grades and hairpin turns than I had expected. Suggestion, do not drive this portion of US 65 right after eating any meals. After reaching Harrison, Arkansas, the road does become four lanes again and more manageable to drive through the hilly Ozark terrain as we arrived at our primary destination, stop number two, Branson, Missouri. Now, entering Branson from the south as we did, we stopped to visit first the College of the Ozarks. Self-nicknamed as Hard Work U, This small private university offers every student a chance to work on campus to earn their tuition, room, and board in trade for their four-year degree in a variety of disciplines. The students graduate debt-free. Now, you need to stop by the Visitor Center and purchase a jar of fruit preserves, which are prepared and canned by the students. Or you can get an ice cream cone prepared at the school's dairy. You guessed it, run by students. And the adjoining hotel is simply first class, and yes, it's run by the students too. This is an amazing place. Now, getting around Branson, Missouri has never been very easy. Our last visit was nearly 30 years ago when our sons were very little. Now, if you're patient enough to drive along State Highway 76 through Branson, you will slowly get a chance to see any number of the hokey and amusing tourist traps in this very family-friendly town. Now, one of the newer attractions we saw was a replica of the Titanic. A friend recently advised that as you leave that attraction, you will find out whether you would have perished or would have been a lucky survivor. Whatever floats your boat, huh? And then there's the terrific family theme park called Silver Dollar City. Now, for my money, this park was much more entertaining and pleasant and cheaper than either Disney World or Universal Studios in Florida. The roller coaster options have really improved in recent years, and the charm of this park, though, remains in its laid-back, tree-lined atmosphere. You can always find a free music or entertainment show to get out of the heat. And make sure to take that classic train ride at Silver Dollar City. The train ride features a hilarious 5-minute stop in the middle for a bungled attempted train robbery by a couple of pun-slinging local outlaws. A big surprise in the Branson area was the renovated downtown district now called Branson Landing. It's located on the east side of US 65. Now, this modern district is filled with luxury hotels, name-brand retail shops and eateries, and a gorgeous riverfront boardwalk area featuring dancing waters. If you want to plunk down $25 apiece, you may have a zip line pull you and a friend backwards for several hundred yards directly over the river and up a very, very steep cliff on the other side. And after it lets you sit there hanging for several seconds, which probably seems like an eternity, you're going to be released to zip back across the river to the starting point. My wife and I were more than happy to watch everyone else do just that. Now on to our final destination, which is stop number 3, Tulsa and the Green Country area of northeast Oklahoma. Instead of driving some more of those two-lane roads through the Ozarks, we smartly headed to the Tulsa area via Springfield, Missouri, and west on I-44. After having lunch in Tulsa with one of my former co-workers and longtime friends and his lovely wife, they suggested we check out the city's new huge outdoor park called The Gathering Place. Now, this new park, built a few years ago, is along the Riverside Drive area of Tulsa near 31st Street. Several wealthy benefactors and many in the Tulsa business community have created an incredible, did I say free, park featuring tons of things to do for the youngest kids, the teens, and even the parents and grandparents. This park felt incredibly safe to walk and seamlessly spans several city blocks with 2 new traffic tunnels leading the local cars underneath this incredible community park undertaking. You're going to want to spend at least a couple of hours here. Our final day in Oklahoma involved a visit to Pawhuska, the downtown district specifically, for lunch at the Food Network star Pioneer Woman's restaurant. Now, I might have been outnumbered by females at least 4-1 at the Merck in downtown Pawhuska, but the food at this establishment was both plentiful and quite filling. Definitely worth your visit.
Yes!
We then detoured about 20 miles to the southeast and visited another unique place called Wool-a-Rock. Now, that basically means a combination of the words woods, lake, and rocks. Get it? Wool-a-Rock. Formerly the retreat of Bartlesville, Oklahoma oilman Frank Phillips, as in Phillips Petroleum, this huge 3,700-acre spread features herds of bison and horses and all sorts of wildlife roaming around the property inside the fences as you drive back to the primary parking area. The incredible museum has several large galleries featuring Western art and artifacts unique to this part of the country. There are several other areas within the Wool-a-Rock property, but we only budgeted 2 hours for our visit. We will return at some point. Our return trip back home to the swamplands featured a few peaceful hours driving on Oklahoma's Indian Nation Turnpike. Though this road goes through a very scenic part of the country, the speed limit had been raised to 80 miles an hour. Though my little Honda was being passed by just about everyone, with gasoline averaging $4.50 a gallon during this trip, I was more than willing to sacrifice a little speed for a few extra miles per gallon. Yes, I am that cheap. So after a two-year wait for a legitimate vacation, we really had a good time. And I hope that you will have an opportunity to get out there and have a little vacation soon, too. The places we went were terrific. I highly recommend them. But now it's time for me to get back to covering the world of sports. I'm Swamp Swami, back from vacation. See you next time.